Welcome back to another episode of Spinning It right here on Duckstream. It's your boy DJ JoJo here. You know, here's the thing, man. I've had some awesome guests here on the show all throughout the season, whatnot. Today, I'm really excited to bring on this next guest who is just blowing up the social media scene, but has just surprised me with potentially this being his first podcast. Is that official?
It is official. Yeah.
Whoa, 100%. Yeah. That's crazy. But hey, but you know what? It's not going to be too different from what you be doing on social media and whatnot. I just got to welcome right here. He's one of my favorite guys. I like to follow. He's on my FYP all the time. Right here, Orange County's very own Beastly Appetite is in the building.
Hello, hello, hello. How's it going?
Oh my goodness!
I am so excited to be here, dude. Like, you have no idea.
Hey, you know, I feel like us not having food in front of us is not doing you justice.
100%, it isn't. I see some ketchup over there, so that's something.
You know, it's a little ongoing joke between Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey. Yeah. Apparently, I think I got to tune into another episode on Duckstream. What I don't know what's going on with that ketchup. We're not gonna touch that though.
Okay, we're not gonna touch that.
However, dude, how are you, man?
I'm good. Like, I'm good.
You got me almost kind of like scrambling right now because I didn't think that you'd be able to come on the show. You're such a busy guy,
dude. I will make time for you no matter what.
That means the world, bro.
I got you.
We gotta get straight into it, man, because we kind of go way back. I have the pleasure of knowing Mr. Beastly Appetite, Eric, as my boy Eric would say.
Yeah.
I want to just call you Eric because you're my boy, but I have to do you justice. You're Beastly Appetite, man. we go way back and we'll dip into the rise of Beastly Appetite all throughout the show here. But the reason why I really have you on the show is because we've really blossomed into this amazing relationship. Mm-hmm. Not just as friends, but now as like almost coworkers, colleagues, yeah, I guess, 100%. In a sense too. To give the fans here a little bit of context, look, you see him on TikTok. You see him on Instagram. You see him. I'm sure he still has a MySpace page. That's probably.
Dude, I wish that was still up. No, I don't, because there's a lot of stuff on there that my emo days when I would take my photos up like this with my white belt and everything too. Oh man, no, I'm good. You don't need to see that.
posting bulletins and
headlines.
I'd like to say I would hope that I'd be on Eric's top 8. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
100%. Oh, that was a top 20 too. Dude, I forgot about that.
Hey, you had to expand it because I was breaking people's hearts, not, you know, them not being in my topic. Anyway, that's a whole nother episode in itself. But you know, you see him on TikTok, you see him on Instagram, man. He posts you know, all the best places to eat over at the Disneyland Resort and beyond. I'm talking about all of Orange County, all over the place, and even all the way to best places to poop at Disneyland, which is, I feel like, was a reason to the rise, man. That series really blew up.
Dude, that opened up a lot of doors for me. You have no idea. I got I had an interview with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7. For my best places to poop at Disney. And I can't remember. I honestly don't remember the interview because I blacked out the entire time. I'm like, I'm really talking to Ryan Seacrest
the
right now.
Ryan Seacrest. Wow.
It was so funny. But yeah, I got to work with some really fun companies after that. Man. So
you're talking about opening doors. You opening these stall doors in these bathrooms opened up doors for you.
Literally opened up those stall doors, opened other doors for me. Yes. And I'm just super grateful for that.
Which has led to, again, you know, Eric working with us with the Ducks and OC Vibe, and it's been amazing. But enough of me talking about you, man. Let us know a little bit about you. Yeah. About you. I'm sure there's a lot of things that even I don't know about you to this day. But, you know, to the Ducks fans and everyone out there listening, you know, who is Beastly Appetite? Who was Beastly Appetite before he was that, you know?
Oh, man. So I was I honestly was a lot of things before it was Beastly Appetite. I was EMT for the longest time.
Okay.
On a 911 ambulance company and then on a flight company as well.
Oh, wow.
This was back when I was living in Montana. Oh, yeah. I lived in Montana,
You lived
too.
In Montana?
I lived in Montana, too, for about 3 years. And I was a volunteer firefighter over there with the department called Gore Hill Fire. Super amazing people over there.
Oh,
I came back around 2021, decided to leave the medical field because 2020 hit and it's just too many weird memories.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? Let's do something else. So then I got into the brewery scene a little bit more. And that's where it led me to Brewery X. So I used to work there for, I think, about 2 years or so. Yeah. And that's how I met you.
That's how we met, you know, with the amazing partnership with the Anaheim Ducks Brewery X. We host amazing watch parties there. I mean, we pack in the place. Shout out to all the fans that come out. It's absolutely amazing. But I remember meeting Eric there, and it was more of like a, you know, you'd help us out with getting the room and whatnot set up, and obviously taking care of the fans and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, you know, through some time, I started swiping on my FYP and I'm like, is that Eric from Brewery X? What is this series? Best places to go to do what?
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. And so I remember linking up with you again. We're like, dude, like your page is blowing up. I love your content. And then all of a sudden, boom, you are popping up on everything. My TikToks, my Instagrams, my like just swipe it, and it's Eric. It's Beastly Appetite. And it was like, I was like, yo, like, I know this dude. Like,
it was a crazy transition too, because I was still at Brewery X, and I posted, I think, one thing, and it was Turtle Talk with Crush, which at that time nobody really knew about. But sometimes people would ask some out-of-pocket questions, and they would go viral. So one of those videos, I think, did 15 million views on my Instagram, and I think it did like 5 million views on TikTok.
Crazy.
And I just kept going back over and over. And I was working at Brewery X. I posted that. And then in a span of like 30 minutes, it went from 0 views to 500,000 views.
Wow.
And just like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah. But at the time, like, I mean, when you posted that, was not, I mean, obviously we all like to post and hope that like it gets good, you know, interaction and engagement. But was that like, was that the goal at the time?
It was not the goal. 100% it wasn't the goal. I was just,
you're just posting something fun.
Yeah, this is a fun video. I'm going to post it. But at the time I was like, if I post this, I know it's going to go viral. Just because the friends that I had, and them asking those questions, 100% super relatable. And I was like, this is probably going to get some views, but not to the extent that happened.
So to kind of dip back even a little bit, while you're in Montana and then, you know, making the move out here to California, did you always kind of have that social media kind of mindset? Like,
no.
Yeah.
I was not that person, honestly. I mean, I started Beastly Appetite back in 2015. Back then, photos were the thing.
Okay.
Photos of food was the biggest thing. So I started that, and I did it on and off. And then I moved to Montana. I stopped doing food over there because there's really no food in Montana.
Besides
barbecue.
Y'all just like, hungry out here in Montana, or what?
Basically.
He literally said, "There's no food in Montana.
There's no good food in Montana." At least that's me saying that. Coming back over here, I'm like, obviously there's going to be more good food over here, especially in Orange County, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Okay. But then you do that post. It goes viral.
Yeah.
Did it just click right there? You're like, hey, I kind of want to do this.
It was, I think the second video that I did with Turtle Talk with Crush. And I was like, you know what? I can do this. I think I can do this. And then one thing led to another, and I'm here now.
so then that passion for food, even you know, back then when you were just taking photos, which we're like aging ourselves right now.
I know, dude.
So you're saying if I post a picture to the IG story of my plate at a restaurant, you're like, Jojo, that is like that is so 2015.
Not at all. I'm really bad at taking photos of food now. I take videos of everything.
Yeah.
Back then I took photos. I had maybe one or two videos, if that, in my camera roll. Now I can show you right now, through 20,000 videos.
Oh my gosh.
20,000 videos, and I think maybe like 500 photos.
That's wild. That's wild. But dude, okay. So then to go back to it, you do these couple videos.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're like, okay, I wanna do this.
Yeah.
And then you start incorporating, you know, the passion for food into it. So BC Appetite was already a thing.
BC Appetite was a thing for since 2015.
Oh, but that's awesome.
I just didn't really do anything with it until I got to Disney.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So then Disney.
Yeah.
You know, Where did that, were you always like a Disney adult by definition that you just started documenting it?
I kind of was, honestly. I've had a past since I can remember. My family, we all went to the Disney parks growing up, and naturally as an adult, I was like, I'm going to get a pass. Because it's something to do in Orange County and something, you know, really fun.
Yeah, and I got adult money now.
Exactly, you know, which is like dangerous sometimes.
Yeah, I feel that. But then, boom, all of a sudden, yeah. as dangerous, quote unquote, as that may be, I mean, it must not be bad when now a part of that world is now paying you to enjoy what you're doing.
Super crazy because now I can be a full-time creator. I've always been creative. I just didn't have an outlet to really put it out.
Yeah.
And then Instagram, TikTok came out, and I started to get a little bit more involved in it. And food started to become a little bit tastier doing it as well. And, you know, it's been fun. And I love going to Disney now. It's one of those things where, like, it doesn't really feel like I'm working when I'm going.
That's good.
I'll be there for 2 to 3 hours, do my thing, get my food, walk around. I'll people watch. I love people watching over there. Oh, yeah. Dude. It's absolutely so much fun.
Just sit on a bench.
Yeah. I'll sit down.
With like a corn dog.
I'll look out and just see everybody going by.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. I love how you're not even mentioning like I got to hit this ride. I got to watch this show. Like,
I'm not a big ride person, too. Gotcha. Like, I'll go on rides with people, but if I'm there by myself, I just want to sit down and vibe out. So
yeah, exactly. That's, Disneyland is a vibe.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Okay, so then, you know, the Disney stuff starts to blow up. Mm-hmm. And what's great is, you know, the Anaheim Ducks, you know, we have an awesome partnership with Disney. And I feel like that's where we really started to connect even more.
Very much.
I think that had started with, you know, just inviting you out even to our Ducks Day at Disney, which is so funny because it's like Eric has his own pass. Like he could just go on his own. Like, but the fact that you like came through and really spent like the day with us was amazing. Can you talk through little bit of that kind of partnership between the two?
The first time I think you invited us out, it's like, this is 100%. I'm down. I think we stayed almost the entire day with you guys.
So cool.
We tried some food. I got to see you do your thing at Disney.
Yeah.
You got stopped a lot. And I was like, man, like, I usually get stopped every now and then, but this guy got stopped every 5 feet. And I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's a legend over here.
Oh man.
But dude, it was a fun thing, and it was a very family friendly environment as well. It's always fun seeing the cavalcade as well.
Yeah.
It's always a good time. I try to like camp out my spot an hour before just in case. But even for that day, the food was really good, too, because they have specialty
food.
Yeah, exactly. Specialty food, specialty drinks, all that stuff, too.
And I remember you, Richie, even got we got you guys on the stage to meet some of the guys, too.
That was amazing. Right? That was super cool.
We really had to put it together. And then and then what's cool is like a couple of days later, you guys come to the game because it was like it was their night. So it was almost like Ducks Day at Disney and then Disneyland night over here all within a couple of days. And so even with you, I'm not sure how much hockey you're really into before we really got this relationship going. But yeah, can you talk through that in terms of like, just the sports in general, like you big sports head, and then like even leaning into now, like, you know, how big of a hockey fan are you now coming out to a bunch of games?
Now I feel like I'm a much more hockey fan than I was before.
Yeah.
But I grew up going to, back then, Arrowhead Pond.
Okay.
With my family all the time. Actually, one of my first jobs was at the Arrowhead Pond.
What?
As a cotton candy vendor.
No way.
That was the transition of me being 17, 18 years old. And I needed a job, and I knew somebody that worked at Honda Center, or back then Arrowhead Pond. And he's like, yeah, I got a job for you if you want. I'm like, yeah, sure. What is it? It's cotton candy. Like,
that's sick. Crazy.
So I would go down and up, down and up, every single one with my little cardboard of cotton candy. I made some good money.
I had no idea.
I made some amazing money. I'm not going to lie.
No.
That was my first time going to Ducks games. That was my first time going to concerts as well. Back then, Hannah Montana was a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go to a Hannah Montana concert for free. And, sometimes...
Perks of the job.
I know, yeah. Sometimes the parents would buy out the full board and give me $100. I'm like, all right, cool. Awesome.
Yo, this is crazy. From cotton candy to... going to Montana and being a volunteer firefighter and doing all this, and then variety. Coming back and getting to the brewery business and now a full-time content creator, man. Yeah. Your resume is stacked.
It's 100%. But I mean, I grew up going to Ducks games. I grew up going to the Honda Center, Arrowhead Pond, and those are the days, honestly. That's where I would spend most of my time with my family, and that's when that's when I started to watch the movie The Mighty Ducks.
Yep.
That was one of my favorite movies growing up as well.
Let's go. So this is, I mean, it's gotta be a full circle moment for 100% you, right? All the way from the Disney side and how involved you are with Disney, mm-hmm. You know, getting invited out to all these different events and them putting you up at the hotels. Like, I see you, man. Like, it's amazing. And then now, you know, growing up as a Ducks fan, Mighty Ducks fan, the movies, and now, you know, doing stuff with us.
Yeah.
Dude, that must be amazing.
It's so much fun. And honestly, it's one of those moments that I have to pinch myself every now and then. I'm like, I'm really here. I am really doing this right now. And sitting there 10 years ago, exact same spot that I was probably sitting at when I was going to Ducks games. So I'm like, man, I what a long way I've come.
Yeah.
Just doing this. Sometimes I have to pat myself on the back every now and then.
Oh, you have to.
We're all our worst critics, no matter what. But every now and then I have those moments where, like, man, I really did something. This is sick.
What would you say out of the two between us here at the Ducks and at Disney? Two moments, whether that's two events or just even specific moments where you really did feel that full circle moment where you had to pinch yourself.
So when I was at Disney, I think this was after, and I think I might have texted you about this, I'm not too sure, or maybe it was one of our other friends, but after we were done with Ducks Day, I went down Disney California Adventure, and I kind of stopped and in the middle of the tracks where Award Wieners is at.
Yep.
I looked around and I was like, man, I'm really here right now.
Yeah.
But I'm really here as a content creator. Like, that's one of the moments when I felt like I made it. And I felt like, man, this is awesome. This is something I never, ever in a million years thought I would ever do.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting invited to stuff that's hosted by Disney, hotels even, some screenings, all that fun stuff. And even going into those, I'm like, man, why am I here? why is this happening to me? But then I always have to remind myself, man, like, I feel like in some way I deserve this just because of the hard work, all the hours I put into editing, all the stuff that's been happening. That's just kind of how it happens.
Dude, I got to tell you, man, it's a testament to who you are as a person, too, because you are not any different than the Eric that I knew before all this blew up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's amazing.
It's one of those where I am just a dude. Yeah. I'm literally just a guy. So when if anybody comes up to me and says hi, I'm gonna talk your ear off.
Yeah.
Or if I'm sitting down having something, eating something, you can always sit down with me and talk to me, and I'll 100% just be right there, just like you're my bro for 5-10 years.
I love that. So yeah. I try and approach it the same way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like it takes us away from the job at hand. But it's so worth it.
100%. Right? Is, yeah.
Like, people will come up to the stage. I mean, you've come up to the stage at Ducks games, and I'll be in the middle of elements, but I'm going to take the time to say what's up.
Yeah.
And really, because you're taking the time to come up and say hello. So I'm glad we align in that way, because even for you at Disneyland, I'm sure you're like, man, I really need to get this content piece going, or I just ordered this food I need to review, but now it's going to be cold because I'm talking, I'm talking to, you know, someone, but it's so worth it.
It's worth, like, it. If it wasn't for them, I would not be in this position right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for my audience or just people that follow, I would not have these opportunities with you, with Disney, with any of the restaurants in this area.
So,
I always try to talk as much as I can and give time to anybody that wants to even have a chat with me. So
that's awesome, man. Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned the restaurants and the food and stuff. I know you've had the liberty of trying some stuff with us. Mm-hmm. Even more recently, you know, the draft picks wall. Dude, tell us a little bit some of the experiences that you've done with us and what do you think of everything?
That draft picks room, let me tell you, was insane.
Wild, right? Perfect pour.
I'm a beer snob as well. Yeah. I love my beers. I love my seltzers as well. So the fact that there is a robotic arm that pours your beers is awesome.
Right?
And anybody can get those too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You get a souvenir cup with it too. Mm-hmm. It's a ton of fun. And yeah. I'm sure there's like a bunch of food that you've tried and whatnot. Like any highlights?
I'm trying to think. To be honest, every single time I go over there, I get a hot dog. And that's just my
you gotta go choice. With the classics, man.
I know. I'll get a nice hot dog there, and then after I'm done, there's those hot dog vendors that are outside.
Oh yeah,
bacon wrapped hot dogs.
There I'll we get go. Some of those every Absolutely. Now and then. Absolutely. I like how you say some. Most people are like grabbing one. He's like, I'm grabbing like maybe a couple.
I'm grabbing two, dog.
Yeah. Hey, going back to Disney, if you're not filming something and it's just a trip, you're going for fun, and you know you're not getting something to review, what is the go-to beastly appetite meal at Disneyland?
So it changes a lot. But Disney California Adventure, the birria tacos, those are the ones that are my favorite over there.
That birria, the toast over at Jolly Holiday.
That one, that they brought that back.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, I'm so excited that they brought that back. Plaza Inn, that fried chicken.
Oh, the fried, that's my all-time favorite.
Can you believe I had that for the first time, I think, last year?
That's insane.
For the first time, and I think my friend Megan was the one that told me to go, and I was like, all right, cool, let's go together. Some of the best fried chicken you ever have.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
I'm so surprised that you didn't try that until literally about a year or so.
There's a lot of things that I feel like I haven't tried at being at Disney. I just posted a video this morning about something that is at DCA that I had no idea existed, which is a refreshment kind of corner by Smoke Jumpers. Across from it, there's a little area over there with soda vending machines, and they have different flavors of Coke,
different flavors of
Diet Coke, Sprite. I was like, Dad did not know this existed.
So, hey, the man himself who, like, you see his page, you think he's been all over the place, has tried everything. There are still spots. Goes to show 100%. How expansive this is, like, how big this is. But 100%. In terms of, like, from Disney to here, the Haunted Center of the Anaheim Ducks, what is it about Orange County that you really just gravitate to really produce your content here?
You know, it's one of those things. I grew up in Orange County. I grew up in Santa Ana, kind of close to like 4th Street area. And moving away to Montana definitely made me realize how much I love Orange County and how much I love the food here, how much I love the people, the vibes. Yes. It's always sunny over here. It's definitely one of those where it holds a special place in my heart because it reminds me of family. It reminds me of friends. Disney's right over here. You got a whole bunch of areas over here that you can explore in Orange County. So, and LA's not that far away as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, that's amazing, man. And I feel like it kind of goes through your content. And as I, you know, honestly, dude, you inspire me to do more on my side. And we're both Orange County guys. And I think that alludes through the content, you know, it, regardless of you growing up here and even moving away and coming back, like Orange County is home.
100%.
You know, and so that's amazing, man. To kind of end it off here, I know, you know, what you're doing is so great, and it's truly an inspiration to I'm sure a lot of people. And I feel like this world of social media and being an influencer and being a content creator are things that like a lot of people do want to do. And you even said like you just didn't have that outlet before. And sometimes about taking that leap, like what's the kind of the piece of advice that you give to people listening out there that maybe are just like, you know, needing again that advice of being more into this field of content creation?
Post that content, dude.
Post it.
You have it in your camera roll. I know you do. You just have to post it. That's one of those things that like I always tell people, you have the ability to do whatever you want because you have it in your pocket. You can go to different restaurants, you can review food, whatever it is. Just be consistent and 100% just make sure that you're doing it out of love. And if you're doing it for friends, even better, because I started mine because I kind of wanted friends as well. And one thing led to another, and now I'm going to be potentially coming out with merch pretty soon,
which is
super sick, but
send me the link.
I got you. But 100%, like, you, if you're wanting to do content creation, just do it. It doesn't matter. Everybody's watching you.
Yep.
Nobody cares.
You don't need the fancy gadgets.
You don't need anything. Just use your phone and you'll be fine. One of the biggest things that I still struggle with is people looking at me while I'm recording and judging me and doing all that. Now I'm like, I don't care. That's fine.
Don't care. Yeah.
90% of the time it's you being embarrassed, but for don't be embarrassed because nobody cares.
Let's go. But then you say that, but then it leads into you posting. Now a lot of people care. A lot of people see it. Yeah. They're hitting the like button. You know, that's that in its sense is a representation of them caring.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't do that if you're not posting it.
Yeah.
So put it out there. That's the biggest piece of advice. And honestly, I'm following that just from you as well, man.
I see it.
Let's go.
Let's do it, man.
Yo, I appreciate that, dude. Thank you so much for coming out on the show. Look, this is Beastly Appetite, man. I know you got a ton of followers already, but tell them where they can follow you.
You can find me on TikTok, on Instagram, also on YouTube. I'm still trying to get my YouTube up and running, but I still got some shorts going on over there as well.
Yeah. You know, that TikTok ban didn't really go down, so the YouTube.
Yeah, we're all transitioning over to YouTube, I think. But yeah, we're still fighting on TikTok.
You're good, man. You're absolutely crushing it, and we love the partnership that we've had, not only as friends, but now again as colleagues of you come through to Ducks Games, OC Vibe, and being a part of this amazing complex is going to be here in OC Vibe. So, dude, thanks for coming on the show. We got to have you back.
Please.
And next time we're going to have some food.
Let's
and
do it.
We'll review it. And then, hey, who knows? Maybe BC Appetite over here is gonna be best places to poop at OC Vibe and at Honda Center at Ducks Games.
I got you.
Yo, thanks for coming on the show. Yo, that's spinning it. Let's go, Ducks. BC Appetite. DJ JoJo, we out.
Bye, guys.